Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 10th day of the month of Av. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Following today's program, NCSY, the youth movement of the Orthodox Union, will be hosting their annual Yom NCSY in Israel. For more information and to participate, please visit summer.ncsy.org/YomNCSY, because they cannot get a shorter URL than that. Again, that's summer.ncsy.org/YomNCSY for the live stream. It should be a lot of fun and a very meaningful program, including a concert by Shlomo and Eitan Katz. Again, starting in just a few minutes at summer.ncsy.org/YomNCSY. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Daniel Fox of Darche Noam, Glenbrook in Northbrook, Illinois, to share the Dibrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Fox slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Tarek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach L'Cholim and Achenim. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Fox.
Hi, and good afternoon, everyone. Thank you very much to Naftali and the Orthodox Union for continuing to arrange these daily virtual gatherings for Torah and Tfilah so that we can continue to learn and pray together from near and far. I hope that everyone had a meaningful Tisha B'Av, and as today is the 10th day of the month of Av, we begin to transition from mourning to comfort, from the words and tunes of Eicha and Kinos that we read and heard yesterday, from sitting on the floor and fasting, towards a Shabbos called Shabbos Nachamu, a Shabbos of comfort and consolation. And I want to think just for a moment about what that comfort is. I mean, the Beis HaMikdash is still destroyed. We are still in exile. Nothing that we read about or mourned for yesterday has been fixed. So what is the comfort in these post-Tisha B'Av days? The truth is, it's strange because the Beis HaMikdash was only set on fire a couple of thousand years ago. Later in the day, on Tisha B'Av, in the afternoon, the Gemara on Tanis, Daf Chof Tes Amar Aleph 29a, says that it continued to burn through the night and during the 10th of Av. That's today. To the extent that Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara says that if he was there, he would have established the fast on the 10th of Av, not on the 9th. For after all, the Beit HaMikdash burned primarily last night and this morning. And yet, it seems that the process of comfort, of nechama, began already yesterday afternoon on Tisha B'Av itself, right around the time of day when, so many years ago, the Beis HaMikdash began to burn. Remember yesterday, once midday arrived, some of the restrictions of Tisha B'Av were relaxed. We returned to sitting on regular chairs. Most shuls conclude their recitation of kinos at or prior to the afternoon. Men again wear their talis and tefillin. We even recited the special paragraph that begins in the Shemona Esrei with the word nachem, meaning comfort, only at mincha, on Tisha B'Av afternoon. At the moment that seems to be the worst, we are already seemingly moving on to nechama, to comfort that really, when we think about it, seems like it might be premature. So what is this comfort which we seek? You know, even during temple times, things weren't always perfect. We had enemies and battles and ups and downs, successes and failures. But one thing that we thought would never or could never possibly happen is that the city of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash itself would be destroyed. In Eicha, in chapter 4, Yirmiyahu writes, we read it just 2 nights ago, Lo ha'eminu malchei eretz, the kings of the land couldn't even believe. Kol yoshvei sevel, nobody, no human being could believe. Ki avot tsar ve'oyev b'sha'arei Yerushalayim, that our enemies and our foes could somehow penetrate the walls and gates of Jerusalem and destroy the holy city and the holy Beis HaMikdash. That was something that nobody, Jews and others, fathomed as even a possibility. But Hashem showed us, He taught us just how powerful we in fact are, just how impactful are our actions. Believe it, Hashem said, because Hashem kept His promise that if we behave properly and we'll live comfortably and happily and peacefully in our land and with the Beit HaMikdash. And if we don't, Hashem told us, then unfortunately it's possible that it can and will be destroyed. And that Yerushalayim, our precious holy Jerusalem, can be given over to the hands of our adversaries. And as soon as we saw that, immediately, as soon as we saw the temple up in flames, we knew and we understood that if our actions can lead to its destruction, unbelievably, then our actions certainly must be able to rebuild. It was like a stark encounter with the damage that we can inflict, and also a crucial reminder of the greatness that we can and must achieve. Perhaps that is the comfort that we seek in these days. We know that Hashem keeps His promises. Our actions do matter, just like the Torah promised. It is we who continue to be responsible for the temple's destruction. But today, and in the days ahead, we focus even more on the fact that it is only we who can be responsible for its return. May we merit to do so, b'mehirah v'yameinu, very, very soon, speedily in our days. We will continue with the recitation of a few chapters of Tehillim. I'll begin with Psalm 20, Tehillim, Perek Chaf. Lam natsayach mizmor le-David. Yancha Adonai v'yom tzara, yisagev chashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, u'mitzion yisadaka. Yizkor kol minchosecha, v'yolasecha yedashnesela. Yitem lecha chilvavecha, v'chol atasecha yimalei. Niranina bishuasecha, u'shem Eloheinu yigol. Yimalei Adonai kol mish'avosecha. Ata yadati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho. Yaneu mishanei kocho, bigluros yesha yimino. Eilev arechev, ve'eilev asizim. Va'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hey makaru v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'anis odad. Adonai hoshia, ha'melech ya'aneinu v'yom kor'enu. Continue with Psalm 23, Tehillim, Perek, Chaf Gimel. Mizmor le'David, Adonai ro'i lo echzar. B'na'os desheyar b'tzeni. Almei menuchos yinahaleini. Nafshi yeshovev, yancheni v'makelei tzedek lema'an shemo. Gam ki eilech begei tzalmaves, lo ira ra, ki ata imadi shivtecha umishantecha. Hei ma yinachamuni, taroch lefanai shulchan neged torerai. Yishan tov Hashem en roshi kosi revaya. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yemei chayai. V'shavti b'veis Adonai li'oreth yamim. Psalm 121, Tehillim Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shir Lamalos. Esa Einai El Heharim. Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Me'im Adonai. Osei Shamayim Va'aret. Al Yitein Lamut Raglecha. Al Yanum Shomerecha. Hine Vo Yanum Velo Yisalan. Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomerecha. Adonai Tzilecha Al Yad Yeminecha. Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakeka. V'yareach Ba'layla. Adonai Yishmorcha Mikol Ra. Yishmor Es Nafshecha. Adonai Yishmor Tzilecha Uvalecha. Me'ata V'ad Olam. Final chapter of Tehillim, Psalm 130, Perek Kuf Lamed. Shir Hamalos, Nima Makim Kivasicha Adonai. Adonai Shima Vekoli, Yena of Nefakashuvos, Vekol Tachanunai. Im Avonos Tishmarya, Adonai Mi Yamod. Ki Imichasilicha, Lima Antivare. Kivisi Adonai Kivisanafshi, Vilidvaro Hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomirim laboker, shomirim laboker. Yachel el Adonai, ki im Adonai achesed v'harvei imo chedus, v'hu yifteh Yisrael mikol avon Yisrael. I'll now recite a Mishaberach for Cholim. When I pause, please insert the names of anyone who needs healing. Mi Shaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Moshe Aaron David Ushtomo, V'Yivarech V'Yirapei Es HaCholim. Ba'avur she'anachnu mispalelim ba'avuram. Bishchar zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachamim alayhem. La'chalimam v'raposam u'la'chazikam u'la'chayosam. Bishlach lahem meira refuah shleima min ha'shamayim. L'chol evareyem l'chol gideyem. Besoch she'archol ha'Yisrael refuah ha'nefesh. Refuah ha'guf hashta ba'agala v'zman kariv. V'nomar amein. Achinu kol beit Yisrael. And it's in Mitzara Uvshivya. Haomedim bein bayam uvein bayam basha. Hamakom yirachem avayam. Yotiyem mitzara liyavacha. Umeafela liyora. Umishibud ligula. Ashta ba'agala uvizman kariv. Venomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Fox. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered. Latova for good. And whatever it is that we may be praying for those who are looking to get married, for those who are hoping for the blessing of healthy children, for those in need of parnasa, livelihood, whatever it might be, may all of our tefillot, may all of our prayers be answered, l'tova, for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.